The Passions of the Dowager Countess, written by Britta Bacher, narrated by Lily Ward. The Dowager Countess, Anna von Silverhaus, sighed and leaned back in her seat on the carriage as it started rolling towards the church. Her chambermaid, Beatrice, was sitting across from her, occasionally shooting her worried glances. The Dowager Countess had pulled the black veil down from her bonnet so that it covered her entire face. She wanted to be left alone. She didn't want anyone to see her emotions today. The time had finally come to bury her stubborn old pig of a husband, Count Magnus von Silverhaus. She wasn't sure she would be able to conceal the happiness she felt inside. That would be highly inappropriate while she was wearing severe black mourning clothes. But when the funeral was over, she would throw away the mourning clothes and conquer the world. She was still young and beautiful, and her body contained desires that would finally be allowed to be let loose after 5 years of marriage to the old count. The Dowager Countess started reminiscing. Her family was old and respectable, but never had much money. Generations of wasteful spending on luxuries had brought her father to the brink of bankruptcy the year she turned 18. When he informed the rest of the family of their dire situation, he shot Anna a calculating glance and said that she was their only hope. Anna immediately understood what he meant. She had been told for a long time that she was a stunning beauty, with her deep blue eyes and her shiny blonde hair. Ever since her slender body began developing womanly curves, she had been the object of several men's desires. Many merely disgusted her by leering at her in supposed secrecy, but several handsome young men had made her feel warm inside with lovely declarations and discreet caresses. She had started longing for the day when her chosen one would whisk her away from her ancestral home to be the mistress of her household. It had to be a man she could love with both her body and her soul. Just like the heroines in the novels she read at night when she was alone in her bedchamber. The contents of the books made her loins feel as if they were on fire and made her long to be with a man. She envisioned a young man who worshipped her with a desire that made her feel like a queen, and whose passion would break down all of her shy reluctance until they were united in bliss beyond the description of mere words. Perhaps the young Gustav would be her chosen one. He had the alluring locks of hair and dark eyes that she admired.